Yeah, to be able to bring back that many guys in this era is unique. But again, I think they have such good people around them, their parents and who they are as young men and their character that, in which they have been raised by and stand by. It makes our job a whole lot easier. So it's a brand new team in the sense that you have those guys that are coming back, Harry, but they also weren't in those quote-unquote star roles, mm-hmm. if you will. You know, now Brendan Terry, of course, was a second team all league guy, but of course Rob and Teddy helped him be a second all team league guy. So you're looking at guys like Braxton Stacker and BJ Ward and Brendan Terry and David Idada, you know, the guys that you mentioned, to take another step into new roles. You know, Rob had to take that step. Teddy didn't take that step with us a year ago until he came here for his career. So we've been able to player develop with throughout our program. And so I'm looking for those guys to make steps, and they don't have to make huge steps either, Harry. I think that's been the message with our guys and our team is, you know, you go back to Rob, even his sophomore year with us, which was his first year with mm-hmm. us, compared to when he left after last year, he only went up 2 points per game. You know, so it's not like the guy went from averaging 8 to 18 and all of a sudden that's why we won. No, our team was better. And so I say all that to say that BJ Ward doesn't all of a sudden now have to average 20 points in order for us to be good. We all just collectively have to make those small little jumps. And I think we can. And then you add in the guys that we brought in, the new guys, Landon Blockers, really athletic, knows how to play. He's got some skill. And Luke Almodovar, he's got some ability to score the ball for us. So we've got some nice new additions as well.